What's going on? It's Mike Styles, and I'm back with another one. And make sure that you download and share this if you're listening to the audio version of the show. And if you're watching the video version, make sure you share this for me. I appreciate it. And thanks for taking the time to check me out. So I was thinking about this for a while. And what I want to tell you is that you can't save everybody. It's not your job to save everybody, especially people who are grown and capable of making their own decisions. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't care and you shouldn't try to help people out if possible, but at some point, you got to stop trying to save them and stop trying to hold their hands every time they're in a situation, you know. It takes too much time and energy, I think, you know, because, you know, it comes with a lot of extra weight that you got to carry because you have your life to live too. And see, this savior complex or this white knight syndrome, it puts us into a place where some of us, you know, try so hard to save other people and fix their problems, when realistically it's not our problem to fix, you know what I mean? And the thing is that, you know, people are responsible or should be responsible for themselves. I mean, it's nice if you can help, but it's not your responsibility to be a hero. And, you know, I guess it's admirable that, you know, you're trying to help somebody out, you know, in their time of need, because some people do need help from time to time. But notice I said from time to time and not all the time. You know, when you come diving in, trying to rescue people all the time, I think what you're doing is kind of setting things up to where that person or the people you're trying to save, you're making it to where they become dependent upon you for everything. You know, they never learn how to handle their own shit. They never learn how to be personally responsible. Now, here's something else, too. Another reason why you can't save everybody. That's because as you find yourself kind of connected to those people and their problems, you're going to kind of drown in their own issues and you're not going to focus on the direction of your own life. You know, it's like getting into the ocean with weights tied to your ankles and you're trying to save people. Eventually, you're going to drown. Eventually, you're going to be the one who needs to be saved. And guess what happens? The people who you were just trying to save, they won't be around. And I'm not saying that everybody does that, but, you know, you got to understand that there are just some people out there like that. You know, they'll see you drowning and they won't even throw you a lifesaver. It's messed up, but that's a reality. And it's a hard thing to swallow sometimes. You know, when you're accustomed to saving everybody and then all of a sudden in your time of need, there's nobody to help you out. You see, you know, people have to learn to help themselves first. And then maybe only then maybe should you try to move in to help. And that's if they want your help in the first place. And that's another thing. You know, we got to get out of the habit of assuming that people need or want our help. You know, some people are just content with doing whatever it is that they're doing. And it makes no sense to waste your valuable time and energy on people who are perfectly fine with doing what they're doing. You know, if a person isn't willing to help themselves, then what makes you think that they want your help? Because eventually the floaties, they're going to have to come off, because I think we all will have our sink or swim moments. And you know, with something like trying to save everybody, it's no different. And as much as I hate to say it, sometimes you just have to leave people where they are. And finally, you can't save everybody because you just don't have the resources, or you don't have the resources necessary to save them. I mean, you could provide a little money, few favors here and there, but every problem can't be fixed with those things. And even if they could, I mean, who wants to be doing that all the time? You know what I mean? You'll go broke, you know, trying to, you know, give money to people all the time. You know what I'm saying? To try to bail them out. But see, the stuff that I'm talking about, you know, when it comes to resources, has more to do with people having self-control and commitment. You know, those are resources that you can't provide. You know, people have to commit to themselves, and they have to commit to overcoming whatever it is that they're going through. And they're not going to be able to do that, or they're not going to be willing to do that with somebody bailing them out all the time. So just a little something to think about. You know, you can't save everybody. You know, you're not in control of the outcomes that happen in the lives of others. And, you know, when you're that white knight for people all the time, you know, you put your own life and sanity on the line by doing that. And I'm not saying that you can't help people out, you know what I'm saying? Or that you shouldn't help people out, you know, but you're going to have to be selective with it. You understand what I'm saying? So that's been it, man. Just something I wanted to drop, you know, some stuff I was just thinking about. But as always, you know, be safe, take care, and I'll see y'all on the next one. Peace.